Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the newsletter, and listener-focused directory that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Before we get into it, shall we? I must give a huge and giant thanks to Brad Hudson and Philip Thorne. They're the latest lovers of audio fiction who've become individual supporters of The End. My appreciation to you both, Brad and Philip. May you inspire others to spend less than 50 cents per issue, like 25 bucks a year, and sign up themselves at theend.fyi/support. Now, let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 70th, highlighted five shows in either the recently completed series or recent season finale sections, and four of them wrapped in the last few days. The Box, a dramatized sci-fi mystery series from Joey Scarillo, Tetra Stories, and Burning Lake Productions, completed the series on January the 4th. That's today. You'll only need about 2 hours to listen to the four episodes. Lamplight Radio Play, a dramatized quiet horror series from Andrew Wardlaw, who won the Sarah Award for Best New Producer, completed the series on New Year's Day. You'll need just over 3 hours to listen to the 12 episodes. Syntax, a dramatized sci-fi horror series from Twin Strangers Productions that is produced by a queer team led by a non-binary creator, posted the season 3 finale on New Year's Eve. Listen to the 37 current episodes in about 33 hours. Gertrude Stunt Girl Zombie Killer, a dramatized apocalyptic comedy created by the mother and daughter team of Laura West Hall as the author and Abby Sage Hall as the audio engineer, posted their season 1 finale on December the 30th. Listen to the 8 current episodes in just over 2 hours. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers or snippets for these shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Transmissions from Colony One, the dramatized hard sci-fi series from John Richter and John Richter Creative. This show has such a fun storytelling device for a rather not having any fun story of the survival of mankind. It's different, so give it a moment and you'll probably be as hooked as I was. Here's the trailer for season 5.
Our mortality defines us.
Step away from the nukes.
What?
Corner, you asked me 2 days ago, what did I come to Mars for? The same thing we all came here for.
Connor and I detonated the entire South Pole thermonuclear array.
There still remains one final option.
You need to lead. You have to give them a reason to do this.
The recognition of our countdown fuels what we do.
Engines running full blast.
Lift off. Repeat, ERV has lift off.
Colony One and the people who lived in it symbolize the essence of the human race. Our strengths, our weaknesses, our accomplishments, our misfortunes. It stands as a monument to humankind's curiosity for our place in all this.
It was my idea. It was my call.
This mission determines the fate of the human race. Each decision we make for the rest of our lives may determine our survival. And it's not for a single person to make.
I still have hope that you are alive.
Transmissions from Colony One. Season 5, premiering August 30th, 2023. Everywhere you find podcasts.
Nothing is infinite.
Transmissions from Colony One has 5 seasons and 51 episodes currently, with Season 6 slated to start in November. But you should listen ahead of that, so take the 20 hours and do so now. My next recommendation is American Hostage, a dramatized thriller from Criminal Content, Wondery, and Amazon Music. It stars Emmy Award winner John Hamm and is directed by Academy Award winner Sean Christensen. And this show is intense, which you probably get from the name, but I gotta tell you, it's intense and incredibly well produced. If you like intense shows, you'll love it. Here's the trailer.
This podcast is based on a true story.
He says he had been planning this for 4 years, according to my information here.
Did he come in with a shotgun? How did you know?
Evidently, he made a bad real estate deal, and he's going to settle it.
He has a shotgun wired to the neck of his victim. Looks like we're going to be here quite a long time.
Good afternoon. I'm Fred Heckman with WIBC.
Tuesday, February 8th. 1977.
You're a workaholic, Fred.
Yeah.
That takes a toll on other things.
Hey, it's been a slow year.
Indianapolis 911, it's your emergency.
I've done a thing, a real serious thing, the kind of thing you aren't used to hearing about, I bet.
For me, there are three tenets of journalism. One, don't make it personal. Two, don't pick a side. And three, don't become the story. I broke all three of those in the span of a single phone call. Hello, this is Fred Heckman with WIBC.
This is really Fred Heckman?
Yes.
We got something developing downtown.
Something developing?
If you're going to help me straighten this out for me, Mr. Heckman, you know I trust you.
You want an interview?
Yes.
The WIBC News Division speaking directly to the hostage taker is a disaster.
What they're doing right now is character assassination, and I need the record set straight.
He doesn't trust the system.
He's a psychopath.
He needs an outlet.
You can't go down there.
He does have a background in explosives.
Anything you say, anything you do could get this guy's head blown off.
You get him to move back right the hell now.
Every hour that goes by, every minute, the hostage becomes less of a person, less of a human.
Do you have a wife and family, Fred?
I sure do, Tony.
Let's say somebody set you up and they said, we're gonna take your car, we're gonna take your house, we're gonna take your wife, we're gonna take your children, and then they're gonna laugh at you. Would you be ready to kill Heckman?
Well,
be ready to kill Heckman?
I'd be awfully mad, sir.
American Hostage is an Amazon original and Criminal Content production, starring John Hamm, Carla Gugino, Joe Perino, Dylan Baker, and Becky Anvey. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music and Wondery Plus.
We'll be back in a moment, right after this station break.
American Hostage is a complete series, and listening to the 8 episodes will take you about 3.5 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 4 entries in the new season's coming soon section, but none of them start up again in the next few days. So I will close with my impassioned plea that you become a supporter of The End. I am incredibly grateful for the 20 or so individuals and creative shops that do support us, but I have support levels set so cheaply, like less than 50 cents per issue of each newsletter or $25 a year. This is, as of yet, nowhere near sustainable and won't be until many, many more of you contribute. So please, if you have the means and can spare the equivalent of a single meal at Denny's once a year, please go to theend.fyi/support. Thank you. And as a reminder, trailers or snippets for the 4 shows I mentioned at the top of this episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End last week, this week, and next week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were part of the 70th issue of The End, including all sorts of new and exciting ways to listen, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. The Box.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Tetra Stories and Burning Lake Productions present a new narrative fiction podcast series.
Where the hell is everyone? Hey!
Seth, please remain calm.
Finally. I've been calling out for someone.
My apologies. You suffered serious head trauma and have been in a coma.
Am I a prisoner here or something?
It is my responsibility to protect you. I cannot do that if you leave.
Show yourself.
There is nothing of myself to show.
Are you trying to say that you're not...
Not human. That is correct.
Temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Now, if you look here...
Excuse me, Alex. We're going to have to cut away from you here. There's some breaking news. Reports are coming in... Wait. Right now? We're being evacuated, and... What's that? Oh, my God.
That was the last broadcast signal that I was able to retrieve. The facility goes on lockdown in the event of a cataclysmic or apocalyptic event. The most likely cause for a lockdown is nuclear, biological, chemical.
How do I get out of here?
Follow Seth as he steps into the unknown and unravels the mysteries of this underground facility, and Ace, the enigmatic AI designed to help him survive.
The doors are sealed until the external sensors no longer detect a toxic, uninhabitable environment.
Can she be trusted, or is she a hidden adversary?
This whole thing, it's crazy.
The Box. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Box, a dramatized sci-fi mystery series from Joey Scarillo, Tetra Stories, and Burning Lake Productions, has reached the end of the entire series. Lamplight Radio Play.
Okay, this is an EVP. It's June 21st, 12:55 a.m. We're at the former side of the Oakdale Mansion. This is an attempt at using Jamie's EMF booster. We're going to try to summon the apparition of what locals call the Falling Girl. Guys ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. We're running. Battery's at 95%. You guys see that, right?
Call the fire department! Did you call the fire department? Hello, there are people still in there! Call the fire department!
Is she talking to us? Is that a cell phone?
Not a phone!
We need to get to a phone!
Hey, it's okay!
Jamie, turn it off.
The fire's over, it's all done.
Everyone inside, where is everybody?
Don't worry, it's over. You can calm down.
Dude, turn it off!
We're down to 40% already.
What about Jake? Jake Haddon. He's really tall and he's skinny. He's got black hair tied in a ponytail.
Look, I know it was scary, but everything's okay now.
No. Jake was with me in the attic. The only way he could have gotten out is if he had jumped and you would have seen him.
It's okay. It's all over now.
15%.
It's a yes or no question. Was anyone else stuck in that house?
Everybody's okay. Everybody made it out.
You're a fucking liar.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
She touched you, right?
She touched you?
She did.
Holy crap!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did we got that?
Oh my God, yeah, we got it. I don't know at what expense, but yeah, we got it.
Oh, my God.
Oh God, that poor girl.
How long till we try again?
Never. Come Never,
on.
Ever, ever.
Come on.
Lamplight Radio Play, a dramatized, quiet horror series from Andrew Wardlaw, has reached the end of the entire series. Syntax.
Where are these thoughts coming from? I can hear sounds. Roaring, screeches, screams. When I strain to listen, they are not. A book, a story. Told only in my mind. I want it to be.
What you just heard was a clip from our first episode. Syntax is an upcoming horror audio drama following the adventures of Silas Caldwell and a team of scientists exploring strange and terrifying worlds. The prologue releases on March 17th, and our first two episodes release simultaneously on March 31st. with new episodes every other Thursday. Dare to enter the breach and embrace the unknown.
Brought to you by Twin Strangers Productions.
Syntax, a dramatized sci-fi horror series from Twin Strangers Productions, has reached the season 3 finale. Gertrude Stunt Girl Zombie Killer.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Laura, and we'd like to invite you to the first episode of our new scripted serial fiction podcast,
Gertrude Stunt Girl Zombie Killer!
Join us each week as 10-year-old professional stunt girl Gertrude, her best pal Jonesy, and her stunt friends Zach and Zed fight off the zombie horde that shut down their movie set and quickly began to invade the rest of the Midwest.
This campy thriller will keep you on the edge of your seat while you try to decide if you should laugh or scream. It has everything you want in a weekly podcast. Action, adventure, and antacids.
Antacids?
Yep, you're gonna need them.
Seriously, though, if you like a playful sense of world-ending paranoia mixed with intrigue and topped with a generous sprinkle of elementary humor, tune in every Saturday starting October 28th on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And subscribe to make sure you don't miss future episodes of...
Gertrude Stunt Girl Zombie Killer!
Gertrude Stunt Girl Zombie Killer, a dramatized apocalyptic comedy from Laura West Hall, has reached the season 1 finale. And that's it for the additional trailers or snippets in this episode. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the end. Cheers!